It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Alright, this show has already started really weird today. You're kind of in the co-host chair, Chad, so that's what I'm going to do. And the phone's ringing again. It's like the third phone call since the top of the hour.
You got it.
And now I'm finding out why.
Yeah.
Now tell me why is the Speak Out phone ringing when we're just going on the air?
Well, because Mojave Mortgage is a major sponsor of the Balloon Fest this weekend, and through that major sponsorship, we were allotted four tickets for balloon rides. And I'll be honest with you, you are not going to get me in a balloon. I prefer things that fly that have motors,
and wheels and tires.
Anyways, so what we decided to do, and we put a big social media blast out, was that we're going to give away two pairs of tickets to the Balloon Fest, where the recipients of these tickets actually get to go up in a balloon. And boy, yeah, the phone's ringing off the hook. But here's the caveat:
the power of social media.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so anybody who's listening, you got to listen to the whole show, because we're going to be doing two trivia questions to earn these tickets. You got to earn these tickets. So we're going to be asking a trivia question in the beginning half hour of the show, and then we're going to ask another trivia question in the second half hour of the show. The first people to call in and answer the trivia question properly are going to get a set of tickets for a balloon ride on Friday. And Mojave Mortgage has no control over the weather, so please, if it doesn't happen, because it looks like Friday may be the only day that the balloons get to fly, we cannot be held responsible for the weather. So we're going to give the tickets away. The person will have to come down to the radio station and meet Paul Lavoie and get those tickets, and that's a treat in and of itself.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. So, but like we said, you got to listen to the whole show. One trivia question in the first half hour, second trivia question in the second half hour. Whoever calls in with the right answer is going to get a free set of tickets for a balloon ride at the Havasu Balloon Fest.
So, caller, you're live on Speak Out. Do you understand the instructions?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Good luck.
Nice. That's going to be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. Is there a particular day that they're flying?
Friday. Yes, I believe.
And it's tethered.
We don't
know that.
So I think it's a full balloon ride.
Oh.
So it's kind of a big deal. The response that we got on social media over this tells me that, you know, supporting something that's so big in our community and sponsoring that it's been very good for us. I mean, in just the 2 days or 3 days that it's been out, we've gotten an incredible amount of hits on the Mojave Mortgage Facebook page and I believe Instagram as well.
Awesome. Chad came in with notes today.
Yeah.
Something I only see Bobby usually doing. Anyway, welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
boom?
are we at the half power
We're
hour?
We're at the half power hour. It's unfortunately, half power Bobby Lewis couldn't make it in today, which is really bad because, you know, he's so good looking, Paulie, and I'm so bad looking that he kind of balances out the show.
Well, so does radio, kind of neutralizes that too. Thank goodness for radio, so they can't see me either. But anyway, we do have a couple of games to talk about on the sports schedule. Marquette at Villanova tonight. That's NCAA men's basketball. 5:45 tip-off over on the sports station. Suns return to action tomorrow at Mark Cuban's Dallas Mavericks, and that is tomorrow night, 5:30. And then the U of A taking on Stanford with a 9 p.m. tip-off, and they'll be in Palo Alto. So that's a 9 o'clock tip-off. Again, 980 a.m., 94.3, 100.5 FM, KNTR Sports. Welcome to the team. There you go. Speaking of teams, we got our team in here of one novice and one mortgage expert. Not sure if Chad, we have somebody's looking for something in the studio, and I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, Chad, do you have any market numbers, any mortgage numbers, any insight into what's going on?
I do. I got all kinds of numbers. I actually, unfortunately, Bobby Lewis couldn't be here today because I really don't know why. But he wasn't able to be here, so I was able to pull some statistics as far as the what's going on in the market. And any of you that are loyal listeners will know that that Mr. Lewis is kind of the statistics part of the show as far as properties and what's going on. But I have limited information as far as that. I won't be able to dive too deep into it. But here it goes. Are you done with all your sponsorship announcements?
I am.
All right. So as of today, in Lake Havasu City, there are 128 single-family homes available on the market. And that is extremely low from what I understand, and I believe Bobby would agree with me on that. But here's one of the statistics that we always get a kick out of you and I, Paulie, is that 20 of those homes, of the 128, are above $1 million. I mean, it's crazy.
20?
20.
$20 million homes.
Right. So,
wow.
I mean,
and that is sold.
No. That's what's on the market right now.
Okay, that's what's
so,
available.
Yeah, 20 of those homes are on the market. Believe it or not, and this one floored me when I got the statistic today. The highest priced house in Havasu right now. What would you think?
$1.4 million.
$3.2 million.
I guess half. Wow.
Yeah.
Shows you while I'm in radio and not real estate.
Yeah. So, I'm just pulling these stats because I have, you know.
Any idea what neighborhood that's in?
You know, I don't. And gosh, I wish Bobby was here because he'd probably know exactly where it's at.
Right.
I'm guessing it's got to be somewhere up towards the estates up on the top of the hill or something. I don't know.
We're going to take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yes, hi. Is this Paul?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Paul. My name's Rhonda Rose. I'm out here in Havasu, and I was calling to see about a hot air balloon ride for free.
Well, I had a feeling this was going to happen.
Paul, you said Paula, right?
Paul, no, I said my name's Rhonda.
I apologize, Rhonda. I'm looking at Paul, and I combined those two. No, we're going to be giving away the balloon rides. What we're going to do is we're going to throw out a trivia question, one in the first half hour, one in the second half hour of the show. First person to call in with the answer is going to win the tickets. So we haven't given out the trivia question yet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'll stay tuned. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Listen
you.
To the whole
Thank
show.
Thank you. That's why we're getting the front office coming into the studio. So what's going on? Nobody knows what's going on. Thanks to social media, the whole show's disrupted
today. The Mojave Mortgage marketing machine at work.
I guess.
You know, and I got to give a lot of props to Dawn, who also, as most people know, is my wife. She handles the marketing and the social media and things such as that. And I'm a firm believer that it works, but I don't really understand how it works. And she does a great job. She put this out, this balloon thing out, you know, as I mentioned, being a sponsor of it, she put it out. I want to say it's two days ago, maybe.
Wow.
And the amount of hits on that really shows you what kind of community we have. And what I mean is that, you know, we post all kinds of things for different businesses, and we try to do what we can to help other folks out in town. And it just shows you the community that we have that, you know, they really support what's happening local. Local business is a big deal here. It's
right.
a really big deal. So Don through all of these marketing campaigns and things, but then when you has done a really good job, but when you have something that's as big as the Balloon Fest, I mean, it exploded. And, it's really unique to watch, you know, the marketing machine and the marketing team work on that and what they do. And the video, they went out yesterday and made this video. They helped blow up a balloon. And it wasn't just Don. It was also Tracy Patterson, who is she's my operations manager. Mm-hmm. Or the company's operations manager. She was out, and there's a picture of her holding up a big balloon with a fan in it. And it's really cool to watch the social media side of it. But the point, the takeaway from that, and I know I'm being a little long-winded as I normally do, is that when local events happen, people in Havasu really get behind it. So that's the biggest thing that
right.
makes me really know that I made the right decision to move out here and be part of this.
You got another local event that you're backing. There's going to be an entertainment stage named after Mojave Mortgage.
That is true. We actually became the main sponsor for the Winterfest. We just inked that deal
for the chamber
last week. Yeah, with the chamber, and we are going to be the main sponsor for the beer garden. I know it's a far stretch for me. I mean, being a beer garden guy, but we're going to have the Mojave Mortgage Beer Garden, and all of the staff from Mojave Mortgage. I made this one an all call. We're all going to be there, and myself included. I will be out at this one. And we got the Mojave Mortgage main stage. I heard rumor.
No.
I heard rumor.
Not yet. Not yet.
We're
all not
right.
making any announcements.
All right. Okay.
No, not yet. But we do have a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, Paul. Hal Christensen.
Hal!
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I just looked it up, that house for $3.2 million. Is on Mulberry Avenue.
There we go. I actually just got a text from one of my loan officers, Chris Schwarzenegger. His last name's Schwartz. We call him the Schwarzenegger. He said the same thing on Mulberry. That's big.
Yeah. There's one right before it, 3.1 on Cherry Tree.
Wow.
2.7 on Kicking Horse. So,
wow.
There's another one in Parker for 2.5.
In Parker?
I just wanted to let you guys know.
Wow.
Yeah, in Parker.
Well,
so I just want to let you guys know. So good job, guys.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Hal Christensen is you're with Caldwell, right?
Caldwell Banker Commercial.
Yeah, so Hal Christensen is actually a local realtor here in town. So, Hal, that's really cool that you're listening to the show.
More notably, Hal is a longtime Speak Out listener.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been calling back in the Steve Cleverly days and the David Bell days.
Right. Steve Cleverly was right before me, by the way. So back in, I think he left in 2007.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Right.
So,
wow.
Good job, you guys.
Hey, thanks
all
for
right,
the call,
I'll keep
Hal.
Listening. All right, guys. See
all
you
right.
later.
Okay.
All right, Hal.
So,
good job.
So to kind of dovetail off of that highest priced house, the lowest priced house in Havasu is $279,900. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath with 832 square foot of living space. That's
wow.
the lowest price house.
Does it have a roof?
I'm hoping if it doesn't, Mojave Mortgage can't
wow.
lend on it. That's for sure.
$279,000.
Yeah, $279,900. So I do have a statistic. I do have December 2021 stats. I feel really weird doing this because Bobby Lewis is so much better at it than I am.
I feel like you're cheating on Bobby.
Yeah, I feel like I'm cheating on Bobby. The statistics for December of 2021, there were 179 single-family closings, and they're broken down as follows. 48 closings were priced under $400,000. 46 closings were priced $400,000 to $500,000. And 26 closings were priced $500,000 to $600,000. And 59 closings were $600,000-plus.
My.
Now, please, folks listening, don't hold me to these exact numbers because
right.
I don't do the real estate side. I'm doing the best I can. These were given to me by a very, very dear friend, Donna Ball, who is a realtor with Selman & Associates. And I'm sure they're right because she is sharp as a tack. And she's not hard to look at either, I'm just telling you.
There you go.
Sweet gal, and she helped me out with these this morning because I wanted to try to help out with Bobby being absent and...
I'm kind of the foghorn leghorn version of that.
How you be?
I'm sharp as a bowling ball.
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi,
Hi.
Hi.
I'm hoping to win some balloon tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to the show. We're getting ready to throw out a trivia question. The first caller to call back with the answer to the trivia question is going to win the package for two. And we're going to throw the first one out here shortly because we're coming up on our first half hour. So, and then we're going to do a second one in the second half hour. So make sure you listen to the whole show. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. There you go. Man,
it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So should we? What? When do you have to take a break, Paul?
Whenever. Let me cue up some music and let Chad. Everyone's talking about interest rates right now.
Sure.
What's going on with that?
Well, interest rates, you know, historically they're still low. We're still seeing historical interest rates, but there's been a lot of changes as to what you know, what people think are low interest rates. And what I mean by that is that we've kind of been in a very, very, very low interest rate market for, oh gosh, 18, you know, at least 18 months. COVID, you know, good or bad, I mean, interest rates were really low because they were trying to stave off, well, inflation. But, you know, fact of the matter is that interest rates were really, really low throughout COVID. So we've kind of been conditioned to see interest rates in the 2.5, 2.6, 2.5, 2.75% interest rates. You know, those are interest rates. I'm not advertising those rates. I'm just saying that's where they were.
Mm-hmm.
But now the new year hit, and it literally was like a baseball bat flying out of the sky, hit you right in the face. We're now seeing interest rates that are a point higher than that. And these are for, you know, these are for extremely well-qualified borrowers that aren't taking any cash out. We're seeing interest rates that are, you know, in the 3.75% range.
Already in the threes.
It happened almost overnight. The 2nd of January, the market started going haywire. You know, people were selling off bonds and the fears of the Fed saying that they're going to raise the interest rates, you know, four or five times this year, you know, it does have an effect on those long-term bonds. And, so that's what's been happening. And it's been kind of a struggle because, unfortunately, our consumers, and I mean, I'm a consumer too. I have a mortgage. I'm fortunate enough to where I'm in the mud every day. So I see the interest rates, but average consumers, it takes a while for them to kind of catch up to what's really happening in the market as far as, oh my gosh, I mean, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I could have seen an interest rate down in the twos and now I have an interest rate in the high threes. Mm-hmm. What just happened? It takes a while for the thought process to kind of catch up with what's really happening in the market. So when we have consumers that call us and say, well, you know, I'd been quoted, you know, 2.75% or whatever the rate was, you know, a month ago, I just wasn't really quite ready to pull the trigger. It's a painful conversation to have, but that's truly what's happening in interest rate markets. And we can talk a little bit more about that as far as, you know, some underlying issues that are going to be going on with that when we kind of come back too. But interest rates are up. And it is what it is.
I saw you pause there because you know what the music is, right?
I didn't see. What is it?
It's Volbeat.
Oh, yes. I love Volbeat.
You know, the Cardinals played in SoFi Stadium or allegedly played on Monday. I heard Volbeat was there as well recently. But they actually played.
Yo, yeah, I know they're playing in February or in March.
That means the Cardinals didn't actually show up.
Oh, got it.
Anyway, back with more in a moment. You're listening to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
Yeah, boom is right. And we're still on the other end of this break. We'll give away the first trivia question for those Balloon Fest rides that everybody is waiting for. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Chad Hansen, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You didn't tell me there was harmonica in Volbeat.
Oh, Chad. There is, man. They're well rounded.
It's one of my favorite jokes involves the harmonica.
Oh, and let's hear
musician
it.
Jokes.
Okay,
right.
All
right. So, what will you never hear on a PA system?
A harmonica?
Will the harmonica player please move his Lexus? Actually, I got a good friend from another band called Gig Butt. Is that a great name or what?
What's
sounds
the
like
name
a
of it?
Gig Butt.
Gig Butt.
Yeah, like Gig Butt. Like when you're sitting down during a gig, you know, and you get Gig Butt.
Oh, for playing the drums too long.
That too, oh, yeah, yeah. I guess guitar players can get it too.
Yeah,
so.
Well, no, that's because, you know, drummers are lazy and they sit down while they
oh,
play.
Nice. Hello! Anyway, Tim, the founding member of Gig Butt, is listening, and he says, do you know who Volbeat is? That's impressive. So he loves your taste in music.
That means Tim is a righteous human being.
He actually is.
Yeah.
He's very righteous.
Yeah.
All right, Speak Out. Brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Love those guys.
Also, Patio Paradise. The Lewis team, Coldwell Banker. Excuse me. With team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Besley, and Lori Rule. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Located in the Laughlin Town Center, visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And somebody needs to fix my cough button. No way. Anyway, welcome back to Speak Out. And the Real Estate Power Hour. Do we want to start with some trivia, some balloon trivia?
All right, let's start.
So
on
we
our
can at least get people busy on whatever, however they're going to look this up instead of dialing the show.
Yeah, and then do we?
Are we giving away tickets this half hour or next
no,
half hour?
No, we'll do one set right now, and then we'll
okay.
do in the second one. Okay, so here's a trivia question, folks. We've gotten probably what 6 dozen phone calls before this trivia question went out. Here it is. How many years has Lake Havasu been hosting the Balloon Fest? First caller in with the right answer, or what we think is the right answer, and I got this answer from Paula Voice, so if it's wrong, then that's where it came from.
And I know where I looked it up, which is a pretty good source.
Okay.
But I think it includes, I don't know if it includes last year or not.
Well, we're going to go with the answer that
but
we have.
But the answer, there's a banner on one of the websites that says the number of years, as in whatever annual Balloon Fest.
Okay, that's the number we're going with.
So are we going to do this right now?
Let's do
all
it.
All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Do you have the answer?
6 years?
No, sir. That's incorrect. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. I don't even have to give out the phone number.
Phone's ringing off the hook.
I think they save it in their cell phones. Caller, I'll try this again. All right, here we go. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
What's up, Chad? Sam.
Sam, which Sam?
Dan, Eckersley, Tom's buddy.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. You got the answer to the trivia question?
Yep, 11th year this year.
You got it, brother. Okay, set of tickets goes to Dan Eckersley. I actually know Mr. Eckersley.
Dan, go ahead and repeat that number. Dan.
Thank you.
Dan, go ahead and repeat that number.
11th year.
There you go.
11th year.
Yeah, that was
correct.
The answer we were looking
that's
for.
Correct.
I actually have all your contact information, Dan, so I'll get with you off the air, and we'll figure out how we can meet and go from there. But, hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to the show, brother.
Volunteering all 3 days, so I'll be down there also.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right, talk to you soon.
All right, Chad, thank you.
All right.
Great job.
Dan's a good guy. I really like Dan. You know,
sounds like it. Everybody that knows you is a good guy.
Well, that's true. you know, Dan, you know, Dan is actually he has a really unique business. He buys and sells vintage, like Schwinn bicycles. And you talk to this guy about bicycles, and it's absolutely amazing the knowledge that he has. I mean, it's crazy. He could tell you all kinds of different statistics. I'm not 100% sure the name of his business. I think it's G&G Stingrays or something like that.
I don't know.
Really neat. He does a lot of stuff like on eBay and
G&G Stingray just got a plug though.
I'm on the spot. I obviously wasn't expecting Dan to call in. He's a really good guy. And his wife, Virginia, is, I think they're married. I think they are.
We have another phone call.
Oh, well, we can put them on.
And I'm told that Gigbutt also plays Neither Heaven Nor Hell.
Oh, do they really?
As a cover.
Very cool.
So that means gig butt rules,
nice,
according to Chad Hansen. All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, did you find the winner?
We did. We found a winner for the first one, but keep listening to the show.
Wait, I want
to
hear, what was your answer?
11 years.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Call back. We're going to do another trivia question before the end of the show.
That was actually an easy one.
Yeah, I know. That was an easy one.
The second one's not as easy.
That's true.
You're going to have to work for it on the second one.
Well, so let's kind of talk about, if you don't mind, let's talk about a little bit more what's going on in the mortgage industry, because, you know, I do got to earn my paycheck because, you know, my employees are expecting me to talk about mortgages.
We can float the break. We have that power.
Well, no. If you got to go to break, go to break.
We don't got to.
No, go ahead.
All right, fine. Because this is one of my favorites.
I'm talking like I'm in control of the show or something. Come on, Paul.
This is one of my favorites, Lola Montez.
Oh, gosh.
That's a great song. All right. More from Volbeat as you're listening to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
We're kind of at half power today, but the listeners and the phones are turning us into overdrive power.
Yeah.
We've got a turbo drive.
Yeah, we're on super power hour.
Something.
Yeah.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, Chad Hansen, on the Real Estate Power Hour. Boom.
Boom. Sorry.
We'll be right back. All right, we're back on Speak Out with the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
As he brings his boom down to his mouth. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, the company now known as GDK LLC. Did you know this? They changed their name.
I heard it.
Same Mike Bonney, but a new name, GDK LLC.
I just had the pleasure of meeting him for the first time. What a nice, nice guy.
Mike's awesome.
Yeah.
He'll be in the studio on Friday.
Yeah.
Sun Power by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on, the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane. His on-air name is What a Guy O'Brien, by the way. Thane, What a Guy O'Brien, 928-706-2784, or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. It's something near and dear to our heart and Chad's, the Lake Havasu City app, available at Google Play and the Apple iStore. That Alyssa, man. Alyssa Zawisa, she's something else. I mean, developed an app?
Yeah.
That's not an easy task.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Don Hansen could develop her own app.
You know,
she's pretty technical.
I'm going to disagree with you there. Dawn has
no. I said
amazing
I didn't say she
skills.
Couldn't. I said I don't know that.
Oh, I don't know either.
But that honest, website, but Dawn loves food.
Dawn is very resourceful, and
right.
when she puts her mind to something, you'd be amazed at what can actually happen.
Right.
I'm very proud to have her as a part of Mojave Mortgage. I mean, obviously she's my wife, but.
She could be doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the business side of it, you know, and it's not easy being married to somebody that works, you know, for the company, and especially being, you know, that Mojave Mortgage is, you know, I was the first one to do it, so I don't want to say I'm your boss, but at the end of the day, you know, being married and working together is very difficult. It's not easy. It takes work,
right.
But man, I mean, she does. She does amazing things. It's you know, what she's done in the community for Mojave Mortgage has really helped us become, you know, who we are and what we are.
Well, we've got some news from the feds, not the Fed, but the feds, as in the federal government. But we've got a phone call first. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller. I guess they dropped off. So what's this agency you were telling me about off the air?
Well, this is something that is kind of new, and it just came out. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, or what we call in the industry the FHFA, last year during you know, kind of the really heavy COVID times, kind of in the middle of the night, and it truly it happened like within a day. What they did is they put a bunch of what we call loan level pricing adjustments on loans, on new loans, and they announced it like they did it on a Thursday, and then on a Friday they announced, well, every loan that's going to be delivered to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac starting a, you know, like the next day was going to cost like an extra half of a point in fee. So what that does is that, you know, it raises the interest rates. So the FHFA is actually the conservator for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac because they're still under government conservatorship. They're not government entities. They're not government companies. But Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac insure and then, you know, make the loans whole if folks can't make their payment or make the lenders whole, excuse me. So anyways, they announced, I want to say, I don't know, maybe a week ago or so. Oh, let me digress for a sec. When that happened last year, everybody rose up and said, no, 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 you can't do that. You can't just do that and slap that on us overnight because as the bigger lenders, say they have, you know, $100 million in loans outstanding, they now have to sell those loans to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for insuring, and it costs them an extra 50 basis points, or a half of a percent, basically. So if you had $1 million, I mean, do the math. You know, some of these larger lenders, like our wholesale partner, United Wholesale Mortgage, we do a lot of business with them. They probably have, at any given time, over $1 billion, maybe $2 billion in loans that they're processing to sell to the agencies. Mm-hmm. You hit them with a half a percent fee overnight, and it really becomes a problem. So, anyways, so they announced it a little bit different this time. So what they're going to do, starting April 1st, I believe it is, April 1st, there's going to be what we call loan-level pricing adjustments to second homes, and there's also going to be some loan level pricing adjustments to what they call what are called high balance loans. Mojave County doesn't have a high balance loan. We go all the way to $647,200, and then it's considered a jumbo. So, and anybody out there that's listening that did a loan even 7-8 months ago, if you did a loan 7-8 months ago and your loan balance is over $548,250, you can now do a conventional loan up to $647,200. What does that mean? It means that when jumbo rates, jumbo, like I said, 7 months ago, anything over $548,250 was considered a jumbo. Interest rates on jumbos are higher than they are on conventional loans because, you know, they're higher risk. Bigger dollar amounts, right? So anybody who has a jumbo or anybody who had a jumbo 6 months ago, call Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. We can now do a conventional loan up to $647,200. So typically jumbo loans within the last, say, year and a half or so have been floating around the 4.25% range. 4.25% on $647,000, if you can knock that down to, you know, 3.5, 3.625 or whatever the rate is that day, that's, you know, it's kind of a big savings. So anyways, what the FHFA has said they're going to do, because they want to make more money available to first-time home buyers in low-income housing and things, that sounds so horrible when you say it, but, you know, we don't have a lot of that here, but you get, you know, into a lot of the different areas of Arizona or even California, you get outside the basin, you can still find, you know, really nice homes that are inexpensive. So what they're doing is they're trying to free up more money so that first-time home buyers get a shot at the market, and they're going to try to, it sounds like they're going to try to slow down folks buying secondary residences. So their interest rates typically on secondary residences, contrary to popular belief, they've been the same as your primary residence. So if we were doing interest rates in the twos on your primary residence, we would get you the same interest rate on your secondary residence. Now, there's a lot of unscrupulous loan officers out there and a lot of unscrupulous companies that will say, well, it's a second home. It's a higher interest rate. You would not believe how many conversations we've had with folks that say, well, I know it's a secondary residence, so the interest rate's higher. It's a common misconception. And I think it's driven by folks that maybe are trying to boost up their margins, and that's not the right way to treat customers. I mean, you know, you want to offer the products that are available, but you don't want to gouge.
Right.
You know, as I mentioned many times before, a mortgage
product can be extremely lucrative, but doesn't have to be. Treat your customers fairly, make a decent amount of money, and do right by people.
The company that rhymes with Sprocket proves that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Creepo.
Or Creepo, yeah. Right. That's true. So your big box Rocket Depots, I mean, those guys are making margins that are crazy. I've talked about that many, many times on the air. But anyways, so secondary residences now are going to kind of, and we haven't seen exactly what's going to happen as far as pricing models yet, but I think they're going to closely follow investment properties. So if you're buying an investment property, those interest rates are always higher than your owner occupied. So if you're buying a secondary residence now, starting April 1st, the interest rates, well, it's probably going to start as early as next month. We're going to start seeing that pricing baked in because, you know, it takes a couple months to get them sold to the agencies. So we're going to start seeing interest rates increase on secondary residences, mm-hmm. probably, I would imagine, mid-February. So anybody out there who has a secondary residence that is sitting at a higher interest rate than what the current market is bearing, I highly encourage you to look at refinancing now, because come probably, I'm thinking mid-February is when we're going to start seeing those baked into the rate sheets. So
interesting. We have somebody that's been hanging on for a few minutes here. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Are you still there, caller?
Hey, I'm here. My wife told me to call in and leave my name for a giveaway.
Well, you got to listen to the show. We're on 106.3 FM. We're going to do one more trivia question before the show's over. If you call in with the right answer to the trivia question, then we're going to give that set of tickets for a balloon ride.
You know, it's too bad we can't give him a consolation prize because he does what his wife asks him to, right?
Hey, yeah, good work, man.
All right. Thanks. All right. Thanks for calling.
I'll call back.
Okay. All right.
That's funny. Hey, so are there still people out there that are looking to refinance that have a higher rate than that 3.7 that you even talked about?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, we're still seeing our average refinance rate when we're looking at folks. Obviously, we do a lot of repeat business because, you know, a lot of folks come back to us because, well, you know, I don't like to brag, but, you know, our service is pretty good. They come back to us. So, you know, their interest rates are as low as they can be. But the folks that we have never spoken to before, we're still seeing on average an interest rate of about 4.5% come through the door.
Wow.
So, you know, so a lot of folks that are wanting to do home improvement, you know, and use some of the equity to do that, you know, the market's not over. Everybody's crying, going, oh, the market's over.
Yeah.
It's not. There's still going to be refinance transactions that happen because there's people, you know, still want money. People still need money. You know, I don't have enough money. You know, I'm not a gazillionaire. So if I wanted to build an addition to my house, I'm going to have to borrow.
Right.
It's just the way that it is. So. But that's what's kind of happening in the marketplace. We're kind of running out of time. This second question's a little hard.
I want to segue into you talk about home improvements.
Yeah.
And we have passes I think we'll start giving these away tomorrow since we're pretty busy with Balloon Fest right now. But this is for the Tri-State Home, Garden, and Lifestyle Show. We have free VIP admission passes. It's on January 28th. 29th and 30th at the Anderson Fieldhouse in Bullhead City. And those are free passes, and we'll start giving those away tomorrow. I've got like 6 pair.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, to give away. So, all right, let's do the second trivia question.
Yeah. You know, before I do that, I just got a text message from Tracy Patterson, who is my operations manager over at Mojave Mortgage.
She is one busy bee.
Gosh, boy, we keep her busy. Yeah, that's true. But she said my dad's listening. So, hey, Dad, man, how are you? How you feeling? My dad's health has been a little rocky the last 10 months. So she said he's listening to the radio show.
Your dad's listening.
My dad, yeah, Tom Hansen. He probably
sat next to me many times.
Yeah, he was hearing the show.
He's
probably one of the, not probably, he's the greatest human being I've ever met in my life. So,
right, right.
Hey, Pops, how you doing?
That's awesome.
I'm going to come see
it's
you
It's always
soon.
Good to know when somebody's listening. Yeah, you have somebody to talk to while you're on the air. Yeah, don't get too choked
I'm
up. You got a trivia question to get through.
I'm getting a little choked up. But,
all right.
Anyways, okay, so yeah, let's do this one because this one's going to be a little bit harder.
Well, I want to answer the phone call on the air.
Yeah,
so
well, yeah, but you're going to have to go to break, and then we can answer right when we come back. So, right?
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
And then I got another program I want to talk to you about before we're done today.
That's how we produce, man. That's how we do it.
Yeah, okay, so here's the second trivia question. All you out there in Radio Land, first person to call in while we're on break, we'll keep you on hold.
And then we'll give away the tickets. Yep, too late. The phone just rang.
I'm clearing the line.
You got to clear the lines.
Okay, line is clear.
Here's the trivia question. The first set went out to Dan Eckersley from C&G Stingrays. I think that's what he told me. The first trivia question, or the second trivia question. What is the world record for the greatest mass, or number of balloons, if you will, ascending at the same time?
The greatest number of balloons in a mass ascension?
What is the world record for the greatest mass or numbers of balloons ascending at the same time? First person with the right answer will win a free set of tickets for a free balloon ride.
Let's see if this guy knows. Let's just take this call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
How about 1,000 balloons in Albuquerque?
No, sir. That's not the answer. But you got the location correct.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
And I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Chad Hansen, President and CEO from Mojave Mortgage. Again, what was the greatest number of balloons?
What is the world record for the greatest mass or number of balloons ascending at the same time?
There you go. Answer that question during the break, 854-KNTR, 928-854-KNTR, and you get a balloon ride for two?
Correct.
At this weekend's Balloon Fest.
Yep.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. All right, we're back on Speak Out. Paul Lavoie along with Chad Hansen, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, with the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
The original. We were at half power, but now we're at full power.
We're back now.
We're at full ascension.
Yeah, coffee's kicked in.
We've got a caller on the line. Thinks he has the answer to that. What's the trivia question, Chad?
What is the world record for the greatest mass or number of balloons ascending at the same time?
Let's see. Do you know?
524.
You got it. Who are we speaking to?
Nice.
Jack Bridges.
Hey, Mr. Bridges. Yep, you got the right answer.
Not Jack Bridges.
Yes.
The original KNTR talk star?
That's the guy.
Hey. See, that's the best part about being the first. Nobody can ever take that away from you.
That's nice. Very true.
Nice. Well, yeah, we'll have the tickets at the radio station, and you can come on by and see Paulie and pick them up.
Okay, appreciate it, guys.
All right,
thank you
for listening.
All right, you're welcome. All right, and he's also a member of the Dangerous Alliance, by the way.
Okay, what is that?
You know, like Paul E. Dangerously and the Dangerous Alliance?
I don't know what that is.
Well, you got to keep listening to Speak Out.
I listen as much as I can.
It's in one of the intros. It talks about the Dangerous Alliance.
Yeah,
Jack,
right,
Jack is in there, along with Vinny Gould. You know Vinny, he's the fourth grader, Ron Gould's.
I know
grandson.
Ron. I haven't, no.
Kid is smart, man.
Very cool.
He's dangerous. Yes. All right, we have another call. We really have a piece of news we need to get to, though. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm calling for trivia number two.
We already had a winner.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry about that, but thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.
All right. So we got big news here.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. As most folks know, because you've told them, is that I actually started racing this year. So I'm racing a car out at Havasu 95, and we're racing in the street stock class. And then come to find out, and I didn't know this because I'm so new to racing, and be honest with you, it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. There's a lot involved. These guys that race these cars, you know, and I'm learning. I got a lot of respect for him because dialing in these cars is a real pain in the butt. But anyways, we're learning as we go along. But when you start the race, you win money. And I thought, well, I don't really want to take the winnings. So the first race I won, I think it was $175. And I donated it to the charity that gives away the bikes at the racetrack. Bill Rozon, that runs the racetrack every year, he gives away a bunch of bikes.
Did that fix the body work from the one mishap?
No. Yeah, right, exactly. I'm very lucky. I have support that helps with that. Tyler Savage, who used to race out
there. The original
there,
driver,
yeah,
right?
The original driver of the car. He came over to my house and fixed it for me when we got in a little bit of a kerfuffle last race. Anyways, so nice. What I did is I came up with
an idea. So anything that I win as a race car driver, we're gonna donate that money to the Fraternal Order of Police to their canine program. But the great thing is whatever we win, it's gonna be matched by Mojave Mortgage.
Ooh.
And check this out.
What?
It's gonna be matched by Mr. Steve Greeley at KNTR.
Stop it!
Yeah. Not only that, Bobby Lewis from the other half of the Power Hour, they're gonna match it too. So a lot of people don't know this, but we have a canine dog here. His name's Rocky. His handler is Brent Scankey. It's a Springer Spaniel. He's 4.5 years old, born in Holland, and then he immigrated in the United States, and they picked him up in Las Vegas. Since the inception of the program 2 years ago, they have found, listen to this, 2 pounds of cocaine, 5 pounds of methamphetamine.
Uh-huh.
I have notes here. 5 pounds of methamphetamine, 1 pound of heroin, and 427 fentanyl pills.
Holy moly.
So the funds that we're going to donate to them are going to be used for food and grooming and additional training.
That is a great idea.
Like, yeah, so that's the kind of idea that we did. So come on out to Havasu 95 and watch the races.
All right, Speak Out 2.0 coming up next. The guest, Hildy Angus. You're going to want to stick around for that, folks.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.